You may already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA Radio, we back. May already know what the fuck this is. This is Timbo. I'm here joining my brother, my partner in crime in this shit, Dre Three Letterman. What is good, G?
Yeah, y'all already know what it is. It's the bad guy. I'll let your motherfucking
That's
boy.
It.
What's popping?
That's it. The bad guy. What is it, Dre? The most hated and the least respected?
Respected, yeah. That's the slogan, my G.
That's it right
slogan.
There. Copyrighted, no hollow shit. Anyways, yo, we got some special guests coming on the show today. A couple of
ladies
coming
edition.
On, Boss Chick Rain. Ladies edition, Boss Chick Rain and Lonnie are coming on the show. Before they come on really quick, Dre, I just kind of want to go over that line that I was talking to you about before we got on. That hollow line. That let me reverse that. Well, he said, if Lux loading, this shit going through Rex T, Icehead, and Clip Charlie.
Yeah, that was hard.
That was nice.
That was hard. Real talk, that shit was hard.
That shit was nice. Yeah, we got to break down this battle, yo. We're going to break this shit down
Word.
Today. And you already know what the fuck that is. Definitely got to break this down. Let's see what's going on, though. Hold up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Trying to get some of these ladies on real quick right now.
Right.
Let's see if anybody calling up.
Yeah. That's Lundy, I see.
Lonnie right there?
Yeah.
All right, let's get this Lonnie on right now. Lonnie, what's good?
Greetings, my kings. How y'all doing?
What's poppin', sis?
What's
on? All time that we're here from. How y'all doing?
We are here,
we're
man.
Finally
we're
here.
You know what I mean? First off, I want you to plug your show right quick. Tell people
Absolutely.
Where to find you at, days, hours, all that little fly shit.
Okay, my show is called The Bar Door. It's on Blog Talk Radio. My shows are basically right now, I do them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sometimes I do shows on Thursday, depending on if I can get if the guests have to reschedule. But, you know, since my 2-year anniversary, I've been doing shows on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So that's
mm-hmm.
where the plug is. The phone number for that is 718-766-4438. And, I'm just rebooting now. You know what I'm saying? It's the second year, you know what I'm saying, new things, a new format, just all. Shout out to Big Stacks. That's my partner in this, you know what I'm saying? You're putting
mm-hmm.
something together as far as networking, and that's what it is that we're doing.
Okay. No, Lonnie, I got a question for you really quick before we get right now. Now,
okay.
when you talk to some of these battle rappers, are they like does it change your perception when you're interviewing them and talking to them?
You know what? That's a good question. A lot of them I have a rapport, I try to establish a rapport with them before I, you know what I'm saying, ask them to come on the show. So that it won't be so dry. So it won't be question, answer, but it's more of a just feel free. It's engaging. It's not, you know what I'm saying, corny. It's a couple that, you know what I'm saying, that were a different perception, like Chilla Jones. Shout out Chilla Jones. I used to flirt with Chilla Jones a lot, but when I got him on the show, he was awesome. You know what I'm saying? Both times
yeah.
he came on. He's actually one of the only guests that came on twice. So shout out to him. And, yeah, he was real engaging, you know what I'm saying, interested in what the callers had to say. It wasn't about me, but most of the guests I've had on ain't like that. But he was just really awesome. So shout out to him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, in regards to just perception, I try, like I said, I try to establish, you know me, I'm being reserved right now. But in regards in regards to just having a different perception of what I've seen, you know what I'm saying, I always try to make sure that I have some type of rapport so I'm not being blindsided or you
Absolutely.
Wowing out, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Very nice, very nice. Now let's get our other guest on. Coming up right now, Boss Chick Rain calling in. Rain, what's good?
What's good? What's good?
Peace, Queen.
What's going on?
chilling.
Good, man. Now, Rain, same thing we did with Lundy. Can you plug your show? I mean, you ain't got a show no more. You want some battle shit. Can you plug out what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I got the show too, though. Every Wednesday, Boss Chick Radio was formerly Battle Talk Radio. Every Wednesday, 10 p.m., TheMatrixStudios.com. You know, log on. We got BCBL, Boss Chick Battle League. You know what I'm saying? We're on the rise. I'm going to go out there and say we the most innovative female battle rap platform. You know what I'm saying? And you got Boss Chick TV as well. You know what I'm saying? And the Boss Chick brand. You see the Boss Chick snapbacks out. We coming with some T-shirts and stuff like that, too. We got some shit going down for the summer, too. So, word. We out here.
Very dope. Very dope.
What up,
growing.
What's up, queen?
All right.
You not at the barbecue?
No, I'm ahead of me. I had an interview, actually. Shout out to Bar Critics Radio. I had an interview out here. I'm in Jersey right now. We heading to the barbecue with Mommy and all that.
Okay.
Hey, where are the PSA invites? But that's here and there. We'll figure that out the
all
show.
Day. I mean, shout out to PSA. You already know. That's not my barbecue, but we are having a barbecue. You know, right now, the date is August 15th. There's going to be battles and barbecues. So, you're all welcome to come out.
Oh, shit. That's like the best idea I've ever heard.
Fire battles, word. You got one dude battle and two girl battles. You know, I don't have the, it's not locked in yet to say the names and all that, but we definitely got some shit for y'all for the summer. You know what I mean?
If Smack would just put a barbecue in the venue, that's it. I'd be at every single event, but he just doesn't listen to me.
Word.
So I don't know what's going on.
Yo, let's go across the table here, y'all. We'll start with you, Lundy, first, and then Rain jump in. What made y'all decide to get into a very heavy male dominant sport? Even though female battle rap is on the rise, don't get it fucked up. I fuck with female battle rap heavy. But what made y'all decide to get into this savage life?
For me, you know, being a fan and an insider, but, you know, just having the influence, like I said, my brother Ty Nitty, you know what I'm saying, as far as Infamous Marvin, but just, you know what I'm saying, being around that a little bit, you know, and just to separate and let niggas know that females know about, you know what I'm saying, this as well, you know what I'm saying, about bars, about the culture, about just hip-hop and got love for it, you know what I'm saying, that can, you know what I'm saying, contribute to the culture, you know what I'm saying, and be an influence as well, so... That, for me, is what it was that kind of inspired me. And not only that, but just to separate myself from the stereotype. You know what I'm saying? That females, you know what I'm saying, ain't with sitting on niggas' laps. I don't sit on laps. You know what I'm saying? Sit on niggas' laps. Don't know nothing about bars. You understand what I'm saying? Just airhead. You know what I'm saying? This is real talk. Y'all know what I'm talking about, just airhead. And just, you know what I'm saying, couldn't break a bar down. For nothing in the world, you know what I'm saying? And just to work, like, shout out Wayne, I swear to God, like, she is on it. Shout out to her for just doing everything and being, just being, you know what I'm saying, fierce out here. So for me, that's what it was, just keeping myself separated and letting them know that it's about respecting the talk. Like, a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying, respect my talk, you know what I'm saying, because I know what I'm talking about. You got others, you know what I'm saying, just don't want to be stereotyped, no groupie, none of that. I don't sit on laps, you know what I'm saying, and meetings and none of that, sorry.
Yeah, as far as me, you know, being involved, you know, I started out as a battler, but I was an artist first, and I just hopped into it because, actually, shout out to this dude also, you know what I'm saying, he put me on because he was cool with Vague, and he was like, yo, they start, you know, they starting this thing called, you know, Queen of the Ring. I think you should get into it. Because actually I was trying to get him to manage me at the time, you know what I mean, as an artist and all that. So that's kind of how I got started. But when I came, instead of just hopping right into it, I went to the first event as Boss Chick TV, you know what I'm saying? Cause I kind of like, I kind of took the punk out because I wanted to see, you know, how the whole thing went down first. I wanted to like kind of like to scout it out. So that's how I pretty much got into it, you know what I mean? And I was like, all right, I want to do it. And I ended up doing their third event. So that's pretty much how I got into it. But I was told not to really, you know, do it. You know what I mean? As far as battling.
Why?
I mean, because I guess the people that I was rocking with, it was like, you don't need to battle. Like, you don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to do that or whatever. That was the sentiment at the time. You know what I mean? Like, don't get caught up in the battle rap shit. That's what everyone was telling me. Because, like I said, like, unlike a lot of girls, there's only a few girls that actually was known as artists, you know what I'm saying, before you know, hopping into the battle rap scene. And when I was battling,
can you name them? Can you name those people though? For the people that don't know who you're talking about,
Jazz. You know, Jazz was on her grind before battle rap. You know what I'm saying? E Heart. At the time, I think Jazz, E Heart. I can't think. It's a couple of other girls too that actually was on the grind as artists. You know what I'm saying? And then, because a lot of girls, when I analyze it too, a lot of girls, when they got their start in battle rap, they were not rapping. You know what I'm saying? They kind of like started rapping in battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's where we differ. You know what I mean? Because I was battling. I'm from that era, you know, the off-camera era. I was battling in the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I used to go block to block. You know, I would get a call from my people, like, yo, come to my block. You know, stuff like that. And that's how I kind of got my name up too. You know, when I was battling outside. So battling then was different. It was just like who had the best rhyme. You know what I mean? Like the whole Vex movie era, it wasn't about bars and looking up personal info and shit like that.
Right.
It was like, yo, can you spit?
Mm-hmm.
Are you nice?
Right.
And I'm from that cloth, you know, with the girls where you had to be nice, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I earned, you know, dudes telling me I was nice because, you know, when I was vomiting at 13 or 14, niggas like, oh, you whack. You know what I'm saying? And you had to kind of, like, you know, get your shit up. And then by the time me being, like, 17, 18, niggas like, oh, yo, shorty's nice. You know what I'm saying? So that's that's the difference, I feel like, with me coming in the game than, you know, a couple of other girls. They wasn't really, you know, going to showcases and being the only girl and having to prove yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I got a question. We always talk about top three, top five, current of all time, whatever. Now, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to talk about your top five overrated. We're going to ruffle some feathers right now. Let's do a little bit of that. top five overrated. Either right, just right now. Lonnie, let's start with you. I know you're probably gonna go crazy, so let's get live.
Why everybody? Yo, you know what? I embrace being a villain. I embrace being a villain, even though I'm really not. But you mean top five? What, male, female, or just you talking about battlers?
Of
battle rappers, right?
Yeah, battle rappers overrated, male or female.
Period. Oh God. First overrated. Hitman Holla, overrated to me, and I'm explaining why. Hitman Holla to me, his bars is mediocre. He all performance. I'm sorry. The last time I seen him, and I'm gonna break down a little bit about why. The first time I actually seen him with three rounds of Kind of Fire was when he killed Arsenal. That's the last time I seen Hitman Holla. You know what I'm saying? For me, you know what I'm saying, thorough with all three rounds. I'm not giving no niggas no dubs off no performance off a couple of bars or hey, you gotta dominate the whole round for me to give it to you. So that's what that is. Two, him, I think Calico is mad overrated. Mad overrated, son. I think that for me, he's never really won. He's never bodied a map with the last. A map killed himself. I just think Cal is mad overrated. And then with the antics he did with Pat State really did it for me. Overrated. Who else is overrated?
Willundi. This nigga Cal bodied your boy Newborn. He bodied Newborn.
Come on now, everybody listen.
Oh,
Newborn
gosh.
Is nice. I'm gonna need y'all to stop with that. Newborn is nice. What happened? All right, so I got a rebuttal for that. You saying he bodied Newborn? Well, Rich Dollars bodied him. Like real talk. And you know
Rich
Dollars.
Body Cal.
Rich Dollars killed that fucking. He killed him, and I just think he's overrated. I think that you know when he won Matt versus Mav, that put the extra battery in his back. He started calling out niggas. He was doing too much. Old Red 3 bodied him badly. I just think he's overrated. As far as females, wait a minute, females. I think Jazz is overrated. I think that every battle she had on URL she lost. Yeah, I said it. I don't care. I think that she needs. I think one thing about her, I'm going to give her props. I'm not a hater. She's polished. So she, everything, her structure, everything with her is polished. You know what I'm saying? Her performance, everything is well-rounded. But I'm sorry. Every battle that she had on URL, in my opinion, she lost. I think she overrated. I think it's a lot because North's a manager. And I don't think she's had enough. It's other females who have battled enough that put in just work in one battle, for me, that compensates for what she's done in 5 or 6. Sorry, that's my opinion. Another overrated battler, I'm not going to say Verb.
Look, you scared. You nervous, nigga. You nervous. I mean, it's a few. It's a lot. But I just think that when it comes to Dot. Put him at the top of the list. Dot, I'm sorry. Man, listen. He got a little bit of bars in mixed with the filler, you know what I'm saying? But he embraces niggas calling him Reach God.
Reach God.
Yeah, he embraces it, so I'm not mad at him for that. But yeah, he's definitely overrated. It's more to me. It's a lot of with the older class of I'm gonna say call them vets because they have paved the way in regards to. I just think the females, in my opinion, have a stronger class of non being overrated than the males. That's just my opinion because you know, as far as the males, it's not a lot of female showcase on. I'm just gonna speak as far as URL. It's not. You know what I'm saying? You see all males, you see one or two females. So I see a lot of URL, and I'm saying this, and I don't give a fuck who don't like it. To me, they breed characters, alter egos, and it's like showmen. They breed showmen. We have these other leagues that breed these raw spinners. So this, you know, I mean, we could talk all day about overrated, but, you know, I kind of gave the ones I feel is overrated. All right,
Rain, what do you think?
Overrated. I don't know, man. Only person that comes to mind is being overrated. I don't know. That's like a tricky word.
Right.
I don't really think there's no battlers necessarily overrated. I think, you know, I'm still not sold totally. I'm sold on the, I'm going to say it, Daylight. I never was a big, you know, I don't see it yet. You know what I'm saying? I see
either,
You know what I'm saying? I see the hype. I see where he's made himself, you know, go beyond battle rap.
Right.
But I always, like, me personally, I might not agree.
I just feel
like they, like, beat Rich Dollars. That's just my personal
I don't either. I say he jumped out the body bag, but he was still dead in that battle. That third round, he jumped out the body bag. He was already dead.
Yeah, like, I feel like he... See, to me, I don't like this is my thing with Daylight, and I'm going to that battle because, you know, that's where I kind of started following him. Other than the battle that he had out in the West Coast, I can't think of who he battled right now.
Blackheart Adonis.
Exactly.
Blackheart Adonis won that battle, you know, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that, I can't voice right now because I don't recall it, you know, like that. But I feel like from that battle, that's when people started feeling him to me when he battled Rich Dollars, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's when he kind of made his crossover to the East Coast, you know, as far as East Coast rocking with him. A lot of people feel like he killed it. But from my standpoint, I don't like when people, like when artists in general, when you trying to sound extra deep, that just don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't quote the bars. Don't quote me right now. You know, I just remember talking about that battle and some of the lines, it'd be too, it'd be like kind of, it's like a reach. Like, what are you saying, real? You know what I'm saying? So with him, I like him. I like what he brings to the game. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I like what he brings to the game. Sometimes the antics are like a bit much. I do think he can spit. You know what I'm saying? Like Daylight versus Oops, I think it's a different Daylight. You know what I'm saying? I like when he comes with the bars. You feel me? But if I had to say overrated, I would say him because he doesn't give us enough of the real shit enough. He gives us too much of the antics, you feel me?
Too much antics,
so,
right.
You know, I think people are loving him off the antics, but knowing that he could actually spit, that's why they like him.
Right,
so that's
right.
Why I would put him in the overrated category, because I feel like, have you really proven yourself? I don't know. I never felt like they, like, killed the battle. That might be a blank statement.
No, that's you speaking your mind.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, did he really kill it? Do I really feel? But I will say this, I was the first. A year or two ago, matter of fact, after Daylight battled Calico, I was one of the first people to say that he should battle Luck. And everybody was like, what? Fuck out of here. But now niggas is talking like, yo, Daylight should battle Luck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because his performance game is like a Luck. Like, he brings that element to the game. That's what I like about him. He brings the element that says that this should be on a different level. You know what I'm saying? Battle rap should be on a different level. And that's what I like about him. You know what I mean?
I have a habit of that, too. Wait, John Adonis is overrated. John Adonis is overrated. My bad. I forgot about that nigga. He is overrated.
Oh,
overrated.
I like John. I can't say that.
I say he's earned, and he called me a John hater a while ago. Meanwhile, I'm not a hater. I just think that
is something missing. I think that he did mad excellent versus the Thesaurus. I think that was a different John Jones. He should have stuck to that formula. But he was crying for battles. The DNA had to step in and tell him, yo, nigga, let the resume speak for itself. Let the battles come to you. You calling out. Every nigga he called out, he got killed by. He got killed by Sean. He got killed by Mav. He got killed by Cortez. Every nigga he called out.
He lost
to X Factor too. Sorry.
He lost to Caustic. He lost to Caustic out West. I'm going to just say that.
Mm.
I think Caustic beat John Jones out West.
He got it, though, to me, as far as the package. Because I'm not one of them people that believe in bars over everything. I believe in everything over everything. So I'm not really a bars over everything. And I think that John Jones got, you know, he got the package for the most part. He gets it. Because when I say he gets it, I mean, like, you know, it's not easy for people, you know, not everybody can perform on that URL stage, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can tell that with this year's PG class, where it was half and half.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was half and half. And the guys who are dumb nice with the bars, they didn't excel only because of the stage. It's different than battling at the USF.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an intimate setting. Right. It's not battling at, you know, at Black Star. It's a different type of thing. So, with that, you know, I think John John got the whole package. He got the bars, he got performance, he got the presence. So
I want to piggyback on what you said. Low key, John John's resume is retarded if you look at the niggas he's battled. Ever since Hitman gave him that shot, it's like he's battled top notch niggas. You know what I mean? All the niggas are there, Lundy with the math.
I agree.
All the
I
niggas,
agree.
You know what I mean?
And but I agree too, and it's like a double standard. I think it's not a double standard, but it's kind of like, I'm not gonna say hypocrisy, because his resume had I agree with y'all. When once Hitman gave him that shot, his resume, you know what I'm saying, got strong. But then you have niggas like Rich Dollars who had a strong resume from day one. I love Rich Dollars. I wish I always begged for him to come back when he was battle gym and he won that battle. Like, I love Rich Dollars, and I think it's giving him flack, but his resume was mad, like, A1 strong before, you know, that X-Factor
situation.
That X-Factor.
X-Factor did him filthy.
It was bad.
Filthy.
It was bad.
So filthy.
Let me ask y'all a question. And you'll pop off.
Yeah.
After the battle, y'all trying to pop off?
Pop off.
All right, go.
Now, I want to get y'all take on Charlie Clips and Hollow the Don. What's y'all take on that?
Well, for me, I'll be honest, being there live, that's why I keep stressing live versus footage, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Being there live, to me, I edged it to Charlie Clips live. And I'm going to tell you, because, you know, I'm from the era where the third round holds the most weight, you know what I'm saying? So, to me, the third round live, it was executed properly, and you know, it was tied at the third. And live, the way you hear it, I gave it to Clips, but I watched it officially. The official drop today, and I think this might be the first time Clips actually lost. Hollow got that, B.
What?
I don't know how you can really debate otherwise. To me, watching it, it was different. It's a clear win for Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a clear win.
On Cam, yeah.
On Cam, right.
You're right when it comes to Queen, when it comes to certain battles, you know what I'm saying, watching them live and on footage, you know what I'm saying? I think that everybody there, listen, I think Hollow the Dawn is just perfect. I think that as far as well-rounded battler, like one of the I'm from the era where, like, back in the days, you know what I'm saying, I seen Ali Vegas, shout out Ali Vegas, that's my boy, I seen him kill 5 niggas in a cypher. You know what I'm saying? Back then it was about freestyling ability. The ability, it had nothing to do with anything documented being seen. It was all about what you had off the top. And if some nigga came with some written, they got kicked out the cypher and dissed and some beat up. You know what I'm saying? Now it's vice versa, where niggas, you got to have these excellent written, and niggas can't freestyle no more. And the ones that can, you know what I'm saying, they doing it because they're not writing. So Charlie Clips, you know what I'm saying, in regards to him, the last time that I would say I seen him write 3 perfect rounds was when he battled, when he killed Verb. Other than that, he been skating by.
What about Lex?
He didn't write them rounds. Keep it buck. He didn't write them rounds. Those were freestyles. My thing is that
third round wasn't freestyle.
No,
he
wrote
the three rounds. Well, to me, I thought it was. It seemed like That's another thing, though. In regards to you can't tell the difference. Sometimes you can, and I don't think that that's cool. I think that just niggas should be given wins. For me, you got to dominate the whole round. You got each round, you got to dominate for me to give you the win. All right, you make it debatable, then all right, but you still ain't win. In some people's eyes, I think that niggas shouldn't be giving niggas battles because they lack in the slack in the first two and then they kill in the third. Now you got to dominate at least two out of them three rounds.
No, I totally agree. But against Rex, you can't really against Rex. That was
That was a body,
man.
Yeah, that was a body. But I mean, as far as right and sweet.
You think he freestyle? I don't think so, man.
That was a rebuttal. He rebuttaled Rex's round about his pop. That was a rebuttal.
That last round was about his mom's and his pop. That was executed.
Right.
That was planned out. That was that was like a well-executed angle. And personally, you know, to me, angles is what wins battles, period.
Man,
and that's
master
why I
that.
Feel like, right. I, and people don't know this. I was just saying this earlier. Hollow, actually, when I came in the game, Hollow was my favorite battle rapper. So to me, Hollow versus Swift, everybody know that was supposed to happen like two years ago, I think. Two or three years
Hollow
ago.
Hollow and who? Hollow and who?
Hollow and Clip. So it happened like two years ago, actually. Because they both was at the top 2 years ago. So I just think that for real, you know, Hollow had better angles against Clips. And when you watch it, some of those, I like flows. You know what I'm saying? A lot of battle rappers don't do flows. You know, like
right.
And, live, those flows didn't land as much. But watching it, he was saying some shit, yo. That was very creative. You know what I'm saying? The B's and C's and all that. That was dope.
Yeah.
Watching it, it was just executing. I just feel like Clips didn't have no real deal angles. And you can't slack against a great. They both great.
Right,
so when you come and you battling a great, it's war. It cannot be no slacking. It should have been, you know, Hollow, when you watch it, was very, very consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You watch that shit, one, two, and three, you could tell he planned that shit out. Even down to, you know, rebuttals, he was on his, he was Hollow.
Hollow was
the epitome of a battle rapper, period.
Me too.
It's a
I say that all the time. Right.
I fuck with Hollow. Only thing is sometimes that nigga voice, man, it gets very irritating. Like somebody scratching the fucking blackboard.
That's the unique and dope part about Hollow, though. He's had some crazy deliveries with that voice. I mean, Big Pete, some of the hardest bars in that battle. God, that's the
with that voice.
he did that
word,
voice, right?
That nigga ain't balling up his voice. That's the dog.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I got to agree. You know, Hollow's like one of my favorites, too.
I think he's the GOAT.
Time.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think he's the GOAT right now. I think that I think he is the GOAT, yes. Because anyway in the world, like we just said, in regards to him being he's the epitome of a battler. Every battle that he's won since he's won, but even more since he's come back, is because he has been the better battler, not the better exposer, not the better puncher, the better battler. His angles, niggas are stealing his angles. Mook stole his angles versus Love. Keep it a buck, he did. And I just think that, you know, as far as him being everything, he's dangerous, yo. He's dangerous, yo, because he's good at everything. And that's what's going to keep him. And he's strategic when he picks battles. He will, I think, and this is me calling it, like Rain says, he called battles, like, and it comes to me too. Last year, and Dre, I got you on the phone now, nigga. But I said last year, when we was on the phone, when I was living in Georgia, that search battle, you was like, preposterous. That'll never happen. Blah, 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 blah. Why? He don't deserve it. And look now, who got to battle who now? You know what I'm saying? If he want to battle Drake, he got to battle Surf now. And Surf, in my opinion, is going to kill him. Yeah, I'm saying that too.
Come on. Kill Mook?
Yes.
Kill Mook?
Yes.
Listen to the bitch is saying.
Nah, I don't know about kill Mook.
Listen.
Mook
is a different
breed.
Surf is not.
Listen, okay, let me play something to y'all about that. I'm going to stick to that. I say Mook won. I was there. I say Mook won that battle. He did what he did. He was great in that battle. Lux got that first round. I don't care what nobody say. They try to take that first round from Lux because of the hype. Lux, if you go back and watch that first round, Lux took that first round. And I've had people that actually rewatched it and was like, you know what, Queen, you're right. Mook did what he was supposed to do for the mainstream crowd. He performed.
He talked to the nigga. He did what he's supposed to do. And now he had bad reaches. That champagne bar, you know, I always talk about that shit on my timeline. That was a reach. And that hippopotamus bar song, come on.
Tough reaches to earn an ass.
Y'all bugging. Okay, let me clear that up real quick. That bar was a clever bar. It wasn't the way he projected it. He said earn and Nash. Instead of saying earn and Nash, instead of saying you're Nash, he said that's Nash. He fucked up the way he projected it. So niggas are saying that's the reach. But that was a clever bar.
How does earn go into Ash, though? How does earn go into Ash?
Does it go into Nash? Earn Ash. He didn't say earn Nash. He said earn Ash. You're Nash. He said that's Nash instead of saying you're Nash. That was a clever ball. Niggas just magazine get it. But
I just
want to
say something, though. Surf has never, the only person he ever killed was Bricks. So to say Surf going to kill somebody, he's never really killed somebody.
But listen, he killed Hitman Hollow. What are you talking about? He killed Hitman Hollow. You bugging. He killed Hitman Hollow.
He didn't kill him.
He killed him. That first round.
Watch that again, yo.
Nah, man, listen. He killed that nigga.
Won the first round.
It's certain battles that I see that people don't want to, people have a preference. A lot of these battles now have from turning from us judging it, well, not going to say us, but from the mainstream of the fans judging it, it's turning to just preference battles now. If the nigga don't like that nigga or that person favors this one, that person won. And it, no matter how the person.
I hate that shit.
Like, yo, that's your preference, but be fair. Clearly. Like, be fair. Like, niggas saying Charlie Clips never lost a battle with Smoke and Scrolls. Like, come on. Like, B-Magic beat him. Young Ill beat him. Like, yo. And I think that Young Ill beat him. Yes, he did. Stop it. Stop it, 5, 6, 7. Stop it. He beat him. I just think that, you know, like Queen says, you got to be, you know, this is an epitome of battlers. There's a lot that don't get their props. I'm not a preference battler. I mean, I have one preference, and that's O-Red. That's my preference. But, you know.
Well, listen to the nigga you chose, all fucking red.
So what? O-Red has lost. Why? Because he's not. Oh, Past Day is a favorite of mine. I love Past Day. He's going to battle Hollow next. I'm calling that now. Hollow and Past Day going to battle soon. Watch.
I'm with that. I co-sign that.
Mm-hmm.
O-Red is kind of boring, though. Already it's kind of boring. Let's keep it a buck, though.
I mean,
the
Rock
voice,
beat him.
He sound like he's, I don't know.
A lot of people beat him.
Mm-hmm. What y'all thought about Jazz and Official?
Queen. Rain still on the phone?
My bad. I can't voice that yet. I have to I was there live and I caught the middle of it.
Right.
And when I walked in, everyone was saying Official was winning. But I feel like, I mean, I didn't watch the bootleg, so I'm gonna wait for that Official drop. And I feel like some of Jazz's bars, like Official has that presence. Like that's how I was saying earlier, like Official got what it takes to rule that URL stage, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really about presence and performance. And
right.
then comes the bars on that
bars,
URL
right.
stage. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get the crowd. And she had the crowd all three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't really voice it because I got to really hear the bars from both sides. And I know she was cooking, and Jazz also had some fire bars that, you know, probably didn't land as well live. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to watch that.
I watched the bootleg. I watched the bootleg, but see, I want to be fair because they females, you know what I'm saying? And everybody says, oh, you hate Jazz. I don't hate her. I don't even know her. I just think that, like Rain said, you got to have, when battles have changed when it comes to documentation of them, you know, it's about, once battles started being documented and it started getting popular, it's all about how the look, you know what I'm saying, your presence, your crowd control, you know what I'm saying, your projection, how you look and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Jazz, like I said, I'm going to say that she's polished. When it comes to, you know what I'm saying, how she projects and presents herself. A lot of her bars, you know what I'm saying, hit, and some just don't. I think that from the bootleg copy I watched, she got washed. But, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, editing things like that. Or, you know, sometimes you have to give the, no matter how you may preference or may not want to watch a battle, to be fair, you got to watch
I'm saying, the footage at least once or twice over, to be fair. You know, you got a lot of these chicks who claim that they fucking they knowledge data this to this league, data that to that league, but at the same time, the token, they don't know shit about no bars. Like, you on a platform that document battles, books battles, does all of this stuff. You're supposed to be a responsible and speaks on battles. You're supposed to be able to sit and watch a battle at least once or twice, to be fair. Not saying some shit like, I gave the win to Kayshawn because I couldn't tolerate Young Ill anymore. Bitch, go have a seat. You're not being fair and you're playing yourself. Nah, you're not being fair and you're playing yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm a wait for the you know, the right one just to make sure that it was a 3-0 or not. It might not. Maybe your camera might be different.
I gave it to Official 2-1, and I think Jazz had some clever shit. I just think when you're battling Official and she's punch, and every, like, 2 to 4 ball, you're like, she has to stop. Like, this girl has to literally stop in between her material because the crowd is going fucking crazy. You know what I mean? I would say this about Jazz, yo. When she first popped off, when she battled Janet Ashley, I really wasn't feeling her like that. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was the Cindy Brady, Eric Sermon list that she had that threw me off sometimes. When she battled QB, I thought QB was going to wash, so I'm going to keep it a stack. Yo, she beat QB. QB lost when she came in with a Stonewall shirt on.
I was there live and on footage. Jazz got the third round. I was there live and on cam. Jazz got the third round. That was the only round she got.
QB smell like the back of earrings. Come on.
Now. That don't you giving battles off of lines like that, Dre? Come on, son.
QB
is underrated. QB, I love her because she battle bar. She come to battle. You got a lot of people who don't come to battle. You know what I'm saying? Do personals. Like, if I want to see two females with personals, I'll go to the Ratchet Project in Brooklyn and stand in front of somebody's lobby and watch them fight. I don't want to be here in third person, three rounds of personals every battle. You know what I'm saying? And I think that QB comes to battle. She's disrespectful.
Did 40 dirty. Hold on. Jazz did 40 dirty, though.
But see, that ain't number six degrees of separation. She did 40 dirty and fucked around and got dirty by Official. It happened.
Thing is, Jazz was on that stage looking like she's never been in that position before. She's never been on that smack stage. Getting bodied. She won that last round, but she was getting killed by Official.
I think she needs to battle more. I think this once a year, twice a year thing, you know what I mean? I think she needs to bounce back. You can't have that battle with Official and just chill for a year now. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to see that. You know what I mean?
That with URL, I mean, just with leagues, period. Like, that's why I got mad love and respect for her, because she got the platform and these females can go battle.
Word.
Because if you male dominated league and you having the same broad, I'm tired of watching Hustle lose, tired of watching Jazz lose. Like, now Official's going to be the face. My thing is just that if you want to give other females a chance, I want to see E Hart back on URL. I want to see Misfit on that card. I want to see Misfit battle. I want to see Misfit battle on Bush, on Rain shit too. I want to see Misfit back, period. Like, Misfit, to me, is epitome, like, kill niggas and females. Misfit need to be on a card. You know, it's a lot of females, and I shout out Rain again because a lot of females who I was asking for have battled on her league. And that's what it's about. Like, it's not about forgetting about these females. Let them come and battle. And, like, there's so many Prophet. There's so many females that I was like, oh, where are you about? Be at the K-Prophet. I fuck K-Prophet. I love K-Prophet. K-Prophet is good.
Official did her dirty, though, man.
All right, you're talking about Official, but like I said. These are just females that have forgotten about that, to me, still got it. And that's still that. Leagues like Reigns to give them a chance to go back and battle. You know what I'm saying? Not forget about them because of somebody else ushering in a new class and just forget about them. You know what I'm saying? Duchess is nice, but I heard just now, like I said, let me shout out Battle City TV. That's my home.
I want to see sure. Duchess. Like, I heard that Duchess lost to Shuni. I don't know. I heard that. But Duchess is somebody that it can, you know, like, I just need her to I need that Duchess. That Duchess resume before, you know what I'm saying, she kind of left with some hard, too. She battled Misfit and QB. She had good battles to come. You know what I'm saying?
She had a dope battle with 40 bars, yo. She
did. That was a good. And she did body dirty. She did body dirty at RBE. She did dirty.
But everybody does body.
Yeah, you right. You right.
Let me ask y'all a question. I call Bonnie Godiva the Rich Dollars of battle rap. Am I right on that?
Nah, because Rich Dollars won more than one battle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I said it. Rich Dollars has won more than one
I
battle.
Don't know if she's the Rich Dollars, but I don't know.
Explain
that.
Yo, a good battle with Gaddis, though. Her and Gaddis had a fucking dope-ass battle. That was a fucking fire-ass battle. I keep it a fuck.
You talking about that King of the Dot battle? Gaddis won,
yeah,
son.
That shit
what
was
you talking
slain.
Come on, son.
That was a good
that
battle,
was,
though.
It was
a
good
battle.
Nah,
that was
Gaddis,
a good battle.
Gaddis did her dirty. I'm sorry. And then, you know, Lava's hurt around the next card and did a dirty, too. I just think that with her, it's just something that ain't never was there to me. I gave her the win versus Streams. I think that's the only battle I gave her the win to, real talk. Lex Banco did her dirty. Shit, Miss Hollywood Sparta said she did her dirty back in the day. Like, yo, it's just some things that you just have to, for me, like, I come from an era like the early 90s. That's the era of just, you know what I'm saying, where females you had to have something, you know what I'm saying, something extra, you know what I'm saying? It was the delivery had to be a well-rounded and everything. It's very few females that I see out here now, you know, they got new classes. There's some chicks that got bars. I'm not even on front. Like, Marasha is a beast, though. I love her. She is a beast. Marasha is a beast. And, you know, just the aggression and the hunger. Like, it ain't all about what you looking like. Titties out and all that. That ain't what it's about. It's about your bars. What that got to do with your performance and stuff? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
C3, I'm going to be real with y'all. C3's my favorite female battle rapper.
With female, you're right. It's not necessarily, but I'm trying to market BCBL, you know, outside of battle rap, and the girls need to understand that it is kind of about how you look. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean like that. I just mean coming looking like something. If you're a star,
right?
The whole idea is to make them into stars. You know what I'm saying? If you're a star and you're an artist, you know what I'm saying? You want your following to gravitate towards you. And with females, unfortunately, that's what it's about. You know, sex sells. Even with AGs, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be extra sexy or naked. But come to the event looking like you're trying to get on. You know what I'm saying? Like, how am I going to get a mainstream audience or mainstream dollars to rock with you if you don't put no care into how you look?
Right, you're not marketing yourself because it could be anybody at the battle in the cut that's watching.
Right.
You got to market yourself.
It goes for the guys, too. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to market to mainstream dollars. You know, you have to put some oomph into your presentation. And that's just the bottom line. You know what I mean?
So basically you're saying DNA, start wearing them tight-ass shirts, right? My bad.
DNA, I can't say. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Come looking like you care about how you look.
You're right. It is about appearance, though. I think a lot of people don't know the marketing, the business standpoint of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? So they don't get that aspect of it and shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask y'all a question. How much longer do we have here for battle rap, y'all think? Is it on the decline? Are we on 2 years?
I hate that question.
I hate that question, too, but I want y'all opinion, though. I just got to ask. I really want to know their opinion on that.
I don't think there is no end. I was asked that 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I think being a culture that we control, like, we control it. You know what I'm saying? You got PSA Radio. It's your show. You know what I'm saying? You have a platform. Yeah. We run the platforms. Even though mainstream dollars are being, you know, quite, you know, like, kind of put into it, it's not at that level yet. It's not dominated or controlled by mainstream dollars. It's controlled by our dollars. You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, as long as we keep it going and we cultivate it, it can go as long as it's supposed to go. But, like, rap is pretty mad young. You know what I'm saying? Rap is not that old. Rap ain't been around for 100 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, when you control something, though, you have the ability to cultivate it and keep it going. And as long as you don't, as long as it's not, you know, watered down, and we monitor, you know, who we letting in and stuff like that, and we actually putting out dope products and not just doing it just to be doing it, it can go as long as it's supposed to go. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's in for it. I don't think it's over. I'm just getting started, so I don't even think like that. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
But if it was to disappear, you know, what we have to ask ourselves, though, is if it does go away, what are you going to be doing? Like, is this your only livelihood? That's another question.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah. We control
it. Definitely. Definitely.
Word, but I think,
let me tell you,
we control it, so, you know.
Let me tell you what I think real quick. I think after 2012, after that Lux third round, a new wave of battle rap fans came in. Something crazy. After Hov tweeted that shit out, there was just something crazy that came in. And I didn't like it. I didn't like the new battle rap fans, I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't like them either.
They
why
really
don't
think that battle
them,
rap they, because now let me tell you why. Because they think battle rap started 2012 at Summer Madness 2. They think that's when battle rap started.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think nothing existed before that. They never saw the Mook and Lux the first time, Mook and Bills, you know, everybody fight.
They don't know
I mean,
Lyricist Lounge,
they
don't
know
nothing about that. Right.
Lyricist
exactly.
Lounge.
They know
wow.
nothing about
Lyricist
that.
Lyricist Lounge.
So
yeah.
So I don't like that shit. That Lux shit was a gift and a curse for battle rap, in my opinion. It put it on a whole new platform, but I think it was too early for that. It was too quick. No, we weren't prepared for that. For that quick, just to skyrocket to the top. So I think that's where it really shifted and changed. And plus, you can ask Dre, I hate these PG rappers. I fucking hate them. The only PGs that exist in my eyes are the John, are the B-Magic, Clean, Raw, Bill Collector. That's the only dope PG class. That's it. It's not cool to be a PG for 2 years. Don't do that. So that's
why?
My opinion on
damn,
that.
My nigga. Shit.
Why?
Because I don't think that a lot of these guys, I can't tell the difference. Every PG prior brought something different. But now it's all stretch bars. Originality. Everyone has something different. Magic, Clean, John, Raw, like everybody, all of them had something different to bring, and that's why they were dope. But I swear to God, if you line up this PG class and have me close my eyes and have them sit bars, I couldn't tell you who the fuck that you want most of them. I'm not going to lie. Prep, Chess, Dodge, shit, so I don't know. But... T-Top and Briz are the only ones. T-Top and Briz are standouts because they bring something totally different to the table. But everybody,
and for some reason,
know,
my nigga, people
kind of
like Chess. I'm not a big Chess fan, but people seem to be into Chess.
And
nah,
Prep.
He do
like
good
Prep.
Music. He do good music. He does very, very good music. I just don't like the confusion with, you know what I'm saying, just with the PG, the title, and moniker. I don't put titles in none of that on shit. Top tier to me is something that's non-existent because niggas is not battling enough for me. They recent activity. If it's going to be like that, then it should be some advantage of shit like that should be the prize, like a Super Bowl. You know, your record, your best, the nigga that got the best record in the league should be on the stage. You playing favoritism a lot and putting niggas on stage. And because they cry for a battle, whatever the case may be. And then what wound up happening? You know what I'm saying? They wound up really losing bad, or people are going to say that they lost, even though they didn't, because of the preference. And it's not fair to them. Like Rain said, as far as not having, just being bars. Like me, I'm somebody that is just a bar broad. To me, I'm not impressed with the performance, because I know it's only incorporated because you're being filmed on cam. Go try that shit. Like, Hit Me Holla tried that shit at King of the Dot, and he was not having it up there. He got bodied by Shotty Harlow. They was not trying to see that shit up there. They was not feeling him up there with that first round shit he was doing. He got off a couple of bars, and Shotty Harlow, who was like the luck of the UK, bodied him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you get comfortable with that, and then and just performing and not having a balance of it, and then you can't go battle nowhere else. So if you do, you wind up losing. Got to find a balance. Like, Danger Zone, he on his shit. He found the balance. You know what I'm saying? When he battled good, you know what I'm saying? Niggas gave the wins the goods because he stouted on him or whatever. I gave it to Danger because of the bars. But he finally found the balance and whatever. And then he lost all that weight. He out here looking good, and he killing. Yo, he is on a killing spree right now.
Mm-hmm.
He bodying niggas. He bodied everybody. Like, damn.
He bodied a lot of they. He did a lot of they dirty. I ain't gonna lie.
He bodied both the niggas in that car.
I
had a relay battle. Yeah, Rain, you gotta watch that. That was That was bad.
Yeah, he did a lot of filthy.
But he bodied, he killed some niggas in the three-way, too. In the three-way, he killed them, too. XL was another nigga named. In the choir room battle, he killed both of them.
Yeah, I seen some.
How even in the three-way, and you kill both of them? That's deep.
Oh, man. Yo, but on some real shit, though, we appreciate y'all rocking with us, man, for real, for real. For real, for real.
Word.
Absolutely.
Before y'all go, we just want to drop one at a time. Just shout out PSA Radio by side with y'all, man.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, you already know. Is it me? It's on, all right. Yo,
yeah,
PSA Radio. Shout out to PSA Radio. You already know what it is, man. I fucks with y'all. Boss Chick Rain, BCBL. We out here.
Shout out PSA Radio, my niggas Timbo and Dre, Three Letter Man. Thank you for having me. It's an honor. Anytime y'all want me to come on the Spaz and talk my shit, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I love what y'all doing. Keep it up. Love y'all. Much love.
You already, man.
Yeah. Salute, ladies. We appreciate it.
Salute. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Word.
Yeah, man. Salute to the ladies coming on the show, man. Really good insight, Dre.
A different perspective.
Very,
you know
very,
I mean?
Very
it,
different.
You're us savages, us male savages always, you know, talking about it. Just to hear somebody say, you know, how they feel,
yeah.
Who they don't fuck with. You know what I mean? I got to respect it. Hey, man, I don't know about all that, but, you know, I got to respect it. You know what I mean?
Nah, you're right. And it was good to be able to have them on and kind of get on some topics that we talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, as far as
word.
A couple of battle reviews and shit like that. And like you said, it was real dope. It was real dope. So definitely salute to the ladies. Go check out all their shit, Boss Chick TV, The Bar Dar, all of that, man. We're definitely going to have all that in the description, too. Yeah, man. Salute to the ladies. Dre, check your phone
word.
Real quick, my brother.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to the whole PSA Radio. You already know what it is, man. Shout out my bro, Timbo,
yeah.
Man. Salute.
Man, PSA Radio, you already know what the fuck this is. It's going to be crazy. This will be up on YouTube. You already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA, the most hated, least respected, my
least
brother,
respected.
My partner in crime and this shit. Least respected. Three Letterman, we out.